everybody, it's me, Roscoe, and welcome to the latest Kings of Anglia podcast special. And we have a mini one for you today as we celebrate Ipswich Town Women being promoted to the Championship after winning the Southern Premier Division. It was a historic and eventful day at a sold-out Martello Ground down in Felixstowe as the Tranter Girls clinched promotion to the second tier for the first time in the club's history. It was a great day, a great occasion, and we're on hand to get some sound bites from players and the manager, Joe Sheehan. Tom Cann, who's been my right-hand man covering the team the last few years, was able to speak to not just one, but nine different Tranter girls that get their raw reaction after clinching promotion. So I hope you enjoy this. It's been an unbelievable journey for the team. Obviously, getting promoted to the third tier back in 2021. And obviously, it's been four seasons trying to get to the Championship, and they've finally done it. Joe Sheehan and the team have done so well to get here. Obviously, summer recruits, obviously a lot of players who have been here for a while, from Natasha Thomas to Sophia Pescott to the captain, Mira Boswell, Kyle Robertson. And funny enough, a lot of those are going to be in this podcast special. So hope you enjoy this. Take it away then, Tom. He speaks to Joe Sheehan first of all, and I'll be back to introduce all the other players, because I was hoping Tom was going to introduce them on his clips, but he didn't. But don't worry, Tom, still some good work. And there's also going to be a lot of background noise, because obviously it was incredible scenes at the Martello Ground, a sold-out crowd. So a lot of noise in the background, but I hope you enjoy it. Joe Sheehan, the gaffer, let's see what he had to say.
Well, I guess firstly, just congratulations. Long time coming. How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels really good. I mean, the way in which we've done it, I was obviously in a really good position coming in today and took advantage of the game really early and put ourselves in a really good position. So, yeah, feel elated, feel gratitude to so many people that have helped play a part in getting us to this stage and, yeah, looking forward to another celebration.
Yeah, what have you got planned for tonight?
We're going to shower, a change, and yeah, I think we'll head into town and yeah, look forward to a really good night of celebration, because it's a long, hard process to get to the stage, and we're going to make the most of it.
Yeah, and I know it's only just happened, but you're now a Championship manager. That must feel really good.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, no, it's something we worked so hard for, committed so much and dedicated so much towards it. So delighted that I'm now able to make an step with this group of players in this club, and we're really excited for it.
Can you allow yourself a little bit of a break now before the work starts again?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's absolutely a big time to celebrate. Say the burden of falling short has weighed really heavy for so long, and going to make sure now it's been lifted. I'm going to really enjoy it, and then look forward to getting back in and working on the next project.
So there we go, Joe Sheehan reacting to winning promotion to the Championship, the first Ipswich Town Women's manager to do so. So congratulations to Joe for that incredible achievement. Let's go over to the all-time record goal scorer, appearance maker, and all-round legend, Natasha Thomas, who's been part of this journey from the fourth tier. And yeah, let's see what she had to say.
Well, yeah, congratulations. How does it feel?
It feels amazing. Quite a few times a day already, but when the final whistle went, honestly, all the emotions and how long it's taken us to do this. Tier 3 is so hard to get out of. It's the fine margins, and together as a team, not just the forwards, the defence, the middle unit, even players off the pitch, honestly, as one, we've been able to do this. It's not one individual player, it's everyone together as a collective.
Yeah, you've been here longest than anyone else, and this must just feel really good after all those hard years of work and putting in so much time and effort into this team. Is you've finally got those rewards.
Exactly, and like I said earlier, it's the fine margins, and this season we've been able to cut a lot of that out. Obviously, I think with all the losses last season and not being able to get promoted, it's fueled this season. And Joe's always said keep that fire burning, and we have kept that fire burning.
Yeah.
And we've been able to deliver it this season, and not only just for us, it was for the fans, it was for East Anglia, Ipswich, Suffolk, and we just know that we'll keep on pushing and we'll keep on making sure that we're striving to be the best team we can.
Yeah, and you're now a Championship player. How does that sound?
It sounds great. It's one of those things things where I've always wanted to be a Championship player, but I've wanted it to be with Ipswich Town.
Yeah.
And as a club, we've stuck to that, we've stuck to the guns, and we've delivered now. So we're going to enjoy it all. We're going to enjoy it all, and then we're going to get back to the training ground and probably have a few more recruitment in. But I know we'll keep a core of us because we're all Championship worthy players. Yeah.
So there we go, Natasha Thomas, Ipswich Town women's legend. Reacting to promotion. Let's go over to Sophie Peskett next up, the star girl, the electric winger who's been incredible this year. Golden Boot winner, scored goals for fun this year. An incredible last two seasons for her, especially after recovering from an ACL injury. And she just hasn't looked back from that injury because she's been fantastic. And I can't wait to see Pesk play Championship football next season. So over to you. Let's see what she had to say.
Congratulations, how does it feel?
Don't have words to describe it. I feel like I haven't fully, hasn't sunk in what we've really done. It's been a long time coming, and over the last 4 years I've dreamt of this moment, so yeah, to finally do it, it's a bit overwhelming if I'm honest, but I'm just so happy. And
yeah.
It's just, yeah, pure elation.
Excellent, and it's been a long, long season, but a long 4 years as you say.
Yeah.
This must be really good to know that this is the end product after all that hard work.
Definitely. And we know now we're really solidified group, and we have players that are capable of playing in the league above, and I think we really are ready to push on and push to the next level. So I think it's come at a good time.
Yeah, and you're now a Championship player. Does that sound?
Yeah, unreal. I think, yeah, I've wanted that for years, and I know that there's many of us that deserve that. So to finally get our hands on the trophy, it's just surreal.
There we go. Sophie Peskett reacting to the promotion. Let's go over to the captain, the skipper, Maria Boswell, who has obviously led this team on the pitch to promotion. Obviously took over the armband from Blue Wilson a few seasons ago. And she's now become the first captain to win promotion for the team to the Championship. So, Bos, let's see what she had to say.
How does it feel?
Yeah, it's hard to put into words really. It's been a long time coming, I feel. And yeah, this day just means so much to so many people. And it's, yeah, lived up to my expectations 100%.
Yeah, you said midweek you've dreamt about days like this. Was it everything you hoped it would be?
Yeah, everything and more. Everything I dreamt and more. I've had kind of that moment of lifting the trophy in my mind for so many years. And to finally do it, it's, yeah, so special. It means a lot.
And you're now a Championship captain. How does that feel?
It's crazy. It's crazy to believe, crazy to hear. Just so proud of this team. They're a special group. We come into training every single week. We work so hard, to get a day like this. And I'm just so proud. Proud to be a part of this team, proud to be part of this club. We're gonna celebrate tonight and then all eyes on the Championship next season.
So from the skipper, Maria Boswell, to the goalkeeper, Natalia Negri, who won the Golden Glove, conceded just 10 goals all season in the league. Been an incredible signing this season. And Tom spoke to her. Let's see what she had to say.
Congratulations. How does it feel?
It feels unbelievable. I mean, it's something that we've been wanting to do for a while. It's definitely a long time goal, and to be able to achieve it with this group of players is an unbelievable feeling.
Yeah, it's been a long season, but you're going to allow yourself to celebrate tonight and have a well-deserved break before going back and taking on the Championship.
Yeah, most definitely. I think it's definitely important that we celebrate this. It was something that we really, really wanted to do, and I think we know the challenge going into next year, so it's definitely important to celebrate this while we can.
And you've won the Golden Glove. That must be really great on a personal level as well.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, I say to all the girls, it's not just me. It starts from the front line and obviously especially the back. But coming in, it's obviously important for me to win an award like this, and obviously to do it alongside the Golden Boot with Pesk, it's a great feeling.
Okay, then next up is a quick clip here. This is from Grace Garrod, who has played different positions this year. He's been a set-piece specialist, had a little injury at the start of the season, but has come back in the team and is a key part of this team. Very consistent. This is only a very quick clip and it's very loud, but bear with us. Tom, let's see what Grace had to say. Let's go.
Well, congratulations. How does it feel?
Honestly, can't put into words. It's so special, and to do it with this group, it's so special.
Yeah, a lot of hard work has gone into this season. How are you going to celebrate tonight and give yourself a little bit of a break before the Championship season starts?
That's for us players. You can guess what we're going to do, but we'll have a good time.
All right, where should we go now? I think we're going to go to Kyra Robertson, the midfield general, Miss Consistent, a player who just has done so well the last few years, a player that had to bide her time to get into the team when she came through the academy. But she's another player that hasn't looked back because she's been so, so good. And yeah, a player that I'm looking forward to see how she does in the championship. So Kyra, over to you. Let's see what she had to say.
Firstly, congratulations. How does it feel?
I genuinely don't have words for it, I don't think. Obviously, I've been here for a long time. I think the fourth year of us trying to get out of the division, it's a difficult thing. There's not many games and the margin for error is so small. So just, yeah, unbelievable to do it. And this group of girls, I couldn't ask for a better group. So, yeah, just buzzing.
Yeah, and you're now a championship player. How does that sound?
Yeah, great. I think we've had different players leave and accept the challenge of hire, and obviously there's been temptations for some of us to go as well, but we've really stuck through it, stuck with Joe as well, and just to get that gratification of getting promotion and now being able to play in the champ, it's really nice, yeah.
So there we go, Cora's thoughts on the promotion. Let's go over to a player that has been so good this year, Lucy O'Brien, who has really stepped up this campaign. Another player that's come through the youth ranks, a player that Joe has bedded into the team and has been scoring some good goals this year. She opened the scoring in the game against Cheltenham and, yeah, really well spoken. Lucy O'Brien, over to you.
How does it feel? Congratulations, going up.
Yeah, I can't put it into words, honestly. I've been waiting for this day for so long. We have as a team. We've worked so hard. So many years we've come close. And yeah, to finally do it in front of so many unbelievable fans after such an incredible season, yeah, can't put it into words.
Yeah, it's been a long season for you guys, but a bit of rest now and a celebration tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think we're going to make the most of today, soak it all up, enjoy it, and then yeah, a bit of rest before we come back next season ready to work even harder.
How does it feel knowing that you're now a championship player?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, like I said. It hasn't quite sunk in yet, but yeah, we've all been waiting for this moment for so long. Special.
Okay, then we're now down to the final two Tractor girls. I'm going to go over to Ruby Doe next, who's on loan from West Ham, who joined in the second half of this season, but of course was with us last year as well. And she's just been fantastic in those two loan spells. And you never know what the future holds. Could she sign permanently? We shall wait and see. But Tom spoke to her. Let's see what she had to say.
Firstly, congratulations. How does it feel?
Oh, it's an amazing feeling. Like, we've worked so hard for it, and I think for it to finally have paid off, it just can get over the line. It's a really good feeling, and all the girls are buzzing.
So. Yeah, it's been a lot of hard work. You came in January. It's been pretty full on since then. You must be really happy that this is the end product.
Yeah, I think obviously, like, prior to January, see how well the girls are doing, and you know, being able to come in and help them finish the job off, it's been obviously tough, but I've really enjoyed it, and I'm so happy that I can contribute to the end of the season.
Yeah, and a little bit of a celebration tonight. Any plans?
I think a little bit of celebration with the girls, you know, they deserve it. So we'll see what happens, so yeah.
And the final player Tom spoke to was Ella Rutherford, who has been fantastic since signing in the summer. Scored some very important goals, some late winners, and actually scored some absolute crackers. And she actually scored in the game against Cheltenham and did the cold celebration, which is a bit of a trademark for her this season, with a lot of great pictures captured of her doing that. And yeah, this is the way to round it up. So Ella, over to you. Let's see what she had to say.
Congratulations. How does it feel?
Yeah, absolutely over the moon. This is a very special club and a very special town. And I feel absolutely just privileged and honoured to be here.
Yeah.
Enjoyed every moment. And now we kick on. This is just a start for Ipswich ladies.
Yeah.
Women, sorry.
And you're now a championship player with Ipswich Town. How does that sound?
Yeah, I'm real. Obviously, I've had experience in the championship before. I know it's a tough league. But you know what? Have all faith in Joe and whatever squad he decides to take to the championship. I know 100% he'll do really well. So yeah, we'll just strive to be better than we was this season, and that's the aim, just to improve on little things, and yeah, the championship is like I said a tough league, but I think we'll do really well then, sure.
Yeah, it's been a hard season, but you're going to allow yourself a little celebration tonight before the hard work begins again, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's tough being an athlete. I think people probably don't understand the
commitment and the sacrifices that we have to make as players, you know, throughout the whole season. Say it like it's a 24-hour job. Going home, making sure we sleep right, eat right, like it's constant and it's really intense when we're in season. So I think it's a well-deserved break that we'll need. But yeah, like I say, just enjoyed every single moment with Ipswich this year and just so happy for the club and the town that we could get this done from.
There we have it, Ella Rutherford there, wrapping up this mini podcast special. Hope you enjoyed these sound bites from Tom Cam with all the players and Joe Sheehan, the Ipswich Town Women's Manager, to celebrate, obviously, an historic day, achieving promotion to the Championship for the first time. It was a really good day down at the Martello Ground, a sold-out ground, the fans in full voice cheering on the girls, and it was a party time, very much so, down at the seaside. And, yeah, really enjoyed it. And, yeah, can't wait to see what the future has in store for this team in the Championship. Of course, the men will also be playing second-tier football next season, so it should be hopefully an exciting season for both teams, but it'd be interesting to see how the track the girls fare in the Championship. I'm sure there'll be some new signings, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things happening this summer, but I can't wait for it, and yeah, bring it on. Also, I'm hoping to bring you some more podcast specials covering the Ipswich Town's women's promotion, looking back at the season, hopefully chatting with some players and some of the coaching staff as well, so stay tuned for that. But I hope you've enjoyed this mini podcast special at a day where the Ipswich Town Women clinch promotion to the Championship. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you next time. Bye-bye for now.